ونتوب إلى الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. Our praise is surely due to Allah. It's from Allah that we seek guidance and ask forgiveness. And we affirm that whomsoever Allah leads to guidance, none whatsoever can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none whatsoever can guide. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala abdika wa nabiyyina Muhammad. Oh Allah, send your prayers and your peace upon your slave and our prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear servants of Allah, I remind myself and you to fear Allah and give the greatest of importance to His commands and avoid that which He has prohibited, and be always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be always in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as understood and practiced by the Prophet as-salatu was-salam and his companions and all those who followed them in the correct way, and do not be beguiled by what some may call zikr, which includes things insulting to the intelligence and to the dignity of a human being and unheard of in the first generation of Muslims. So we want to look a little bit what indeed is Dhikr Allah in its truest sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most high said, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. So when you have finished your rituals, and the mention here is regarding the Hajj, فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَهَبَائِكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you used to remember your forefathers, and even more than that. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. For among people are those who say, Oh our Lord, give us in this life. Give us this and that in this life. And he has no share in the hereafter. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا. And among them are those who say, Our Lord, آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Give us in this life the good things, and in the hereafter the good things. وَقِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And protect us from the punishment of the fire. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا. These will get a share of what they have worked for. وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. And Allah is swift to take to account. Every nation has something that makes them proud. They have something, their zikr, their shahra, what makes them famous, who they are. Usually this pride is stemming from their limited ideologies and their physical achievements. They have no great message or high aspirations. They follow neither a great earthly message, nor yet let alone a divine message. The nation of Arabs and all other nations before them and after them who don't really adhere to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are of this type. The Arabs before Islam used to gather after the Hajj in the Aswaq, in the big marketplaces they used to set up out in the desert, and their social groups, and boast about their ancestors, and to claim greatness for themselves and their tribe and their lineage. Islam came and canceled all these ideas. Enlightened the intellect, and it brought them forth in a new manner. It took its followers upon a path of izzah, of dignity and might, which cannot be competed with, and directed them to unequaled majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took one of the most inconsequential peoples on the face of the earth by human standards and by political standards, a forgotten people, a people that great empires didn't even bother to conquer because there was nothing there for them, and made them the leaders of the world in a very, very short period of time. It brought to them the book. The revelation was revealed to them. So there was for them their dhikr and their remembrance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. We have revealed to you a book, and in it is your dhikr. Won't you then think? There are two tafasir given of this verse. The first one is that ذِكْرُكُمْ means that it is your fame. It is what you stand for now. Because every racial or national or cultural group thinks they stand for something. The Arabs, even in the Jahiliyyah, they had their concept of what is an Arab and what is noble traits and what are ignoble traits and what is constitutes greatness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا. Now we have sent you a book. فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. This is you. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you not then think? So all the identity of the Arabs before Islam was gone. They are now just Muslims. And this process has to happen to every single one in every single land who comes to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You are gone. Not as some of the extremist Sufis say, gone into Allah. No. But your identity, your culture is null and void, guilty until proven innocent, out against the wall, cast against the wall, unless it happens to coincide with the values of Islam. This is the trial for one who says Islam, coming from one of the heathen cultures, such as those in this country. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرُ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. It is a zikr. It is a remembrance for you and your people. And you will be questioned about it. Now again, you could make tafsir of this the two ways, but the first one is fits better. You could say this is a reminder for you and your people. But it's not. It's a reminder for the entire world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the original recipients of this message, this now is you. This is your mission. You original recipients of this message of Islam, this is your zikr, this is your shuhrah, this is your reputation, this is who you are. Because he follows that immediately with what? وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. And you will come to be questioned. And again, this applies to those of us who come along later. We say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And we're sitting here in Fresno County. سَوْفَ نُسْأَلُ. We too will be asked. What did we do with it? What did we bring together in cooperating for righteousness and taqwa? What da'wah did we make? What example did we show? We will be asked, just as the Arabs, the original recipients of this message, will be asked. In this remembrance, in this book, they were given the scale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى. O mankind, the measure of true dignity, honor and pride is dhikr, piety and one's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His occupying himself with remembrance, gratitude and righteous action. If this is the situation, then who has the biggest claim to remembrance and gratitude than the people of Islam? Those whom Allah has perfected for them His favor and completed for them His deen and placed it as a guardian and a seal over all other religions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me so that I might remember you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And show gratitude to me and be not ungrateful. Our duty, we the people of Islam, is that we ponder the concept of zikr and remembrance so that its meaning becomes clear to us, and that we may perhaps fulfill its rights before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنْهَتِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ. When you have finished the ritual, remember Allah. Dhikr, dear brothers, is encompassing. It cannot be constrained to certain areas or placed in specific practices and statements and actions, ideas and beliefs. Dhikr is not an hour of calling out to your Lord, limited to the morning or the evening, in the masjid or in a mihrab or in a place of isolation, and after which the servant travels about in all places of the earth heedlessly, doing as he wishes and acting as he pleases. The one alive with dhikr Allah, who is truly practicing his deen, realizes that his Lord is watching him in every situation. Concerning this, Sa'id ibn Jubayr said, may Allah have mercy on him, كل عامل لله بطاعة فهو ذاكر لله. Everyone who is performing an action out of obedience to Allah, then he is one who is making dhikr. And Afa said, مجالس الذكر, the circles of dhikr are الصلاة والصيام and Hajj, prayer and fasting and Hajj, ومجالس الحلال والحرام, and the sitting in which one learns about the halal and the haram, والبيع والشراء, and buying and selling, والنكاح والطلاق, and marriage and divorce. So Atta is saying here that you want to be in the circles of dhikr. The circles of dhikr are all these things: making salah, making hajj, and sitting with someone as a student of knowledge, trying to learn more and more of your deen. The Muslim who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awakes and sleeps, sits and stands, leaves in the morning and returns in the evening, and in him there is a deep feeling that the beating of his heart and the moving of his eyes and his arms and legs all are in the grasp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and under his control. In him there is a deep feeling of iman, that the coming of the night and the approach of the day, the breath of dawn and the setting of the twilight, the movements of creation and all the planets, all that is by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his decree. One who is in this state is liberated from all pettiness, and his decisions are made solely on the basis of Islam. One of the several definitions of taqwa that the scholars have offered, one of them said, taqwa means that Allah would always find you in the best place for you to be, and never find you in the place where you don't belong. The one who is in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not troubled by ego or personalities, and does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves best, loves the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loves the circles of knowledge and dhikr, and is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah standing and sitting and lying on their sides. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they ponder the creation of the heavens and the earth. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Our Lord, you did not create all this for nothing. سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Exalted are you, so protect us from the punishment of the fire. A man feels no true pleasure in life, nor tastes any happiness, except a man who loves Allah and puts himself secondary to this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger and obeying, and is loved by Allah and loves only for the sake of Allah. Such a man's heart is tranquil due to his dhikr of Allah. He is happy about the good which occurs to the creation, and he feels their pain. He helps others in fulfilling their goals, while his tongue remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. O Allah, whatever I found this morning in terms of blessing, أو بأحد في خلقك or anyone in your creation found فمنك وحدك. It is from you and from you alone. لا شريك لك. You have no partner. فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. To you is all praise and to you is all gratitude. The angels of the most merciful glorify him and yet feel no fatigue. But man eats and sleeps, works and gets tired. But even with this, they are still in competition with the angels. When they stand to perform their acts of worship and seek their provision, when they are planning and planting and harvesting, toiling and struggling in the name of Allah and from Allah and to Allah, the time mankind spends in these acts are equal to the time spent by the angels in glorification and praising of Allah. Why is this? Because they believed in Allah and followed His way and realized His power and pondered over His blessings and recognized His blessings of food, clothing, housing, safety, and security. Those who remember Allah sincerely live for Him, praying, praising Him, struggling in His cause, and acting for His sake. They have distanced themselves from the deceptions of this temporary life and of the nafs and the attractions of this earth, and they have traveled on the path toward the pleasure of Allah, seeking His face, subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering His name at all times and in all situations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, my prayer, my ritual, my life, and my death are for Allah, Lord of the world. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He has no partner. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. And thus I have been commanded. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I am the first to submit. The situation comes to a point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts of them in front of His angels. Muslim narrates in his Sahih from Muawiyah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came upon a circle of his companions and said, مَا أَجْلَسَكُمْ. What has caused you to sit here? They said, جَلَسْنَا نَذْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَنَحْمَدُهُ عَلَى مَا هَدَانَا لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنَّ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا. They said, we are sitting here mentioning Allah and expressing our gratitude to Him for guiding us to Islam and all that He has given us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اللَّهُ مَا أَجْلَسَكُمْ إِلَّا ذَكْ. Do you swear by Allah that nothing has caused you to sit here except that? They said, مَا أَجْلَسَنَا إِلَّا ذَكْ. Nothing has us sitting here except that. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَمَّا إِنِّي لَمَا اسْتَحْلِفُكُمْ تُهْمَةً لَكُمْ. He said, I did not ask you to swear by way of accusing you or doubting you. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَتَانِي جِبْرِيلُ فَأَخْبَرْنِي أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُبَاهِي بِكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. But rather, it was because Jibreel had come to me just now and told me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was boasting about you before the angels. This is another example of the great blessing of sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning and remembering and going over His book. As you know, the Muslim who remembers Allah, possessing a true heart, pure heart, submitting to Allah, and on the other hand, nobly toils, his feet dusty, his hands straining in the arena of work, with no impatience or weakness, with no humiliation nor pride, humbly working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajiz. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from incompetence, wal-kasal and laziness, wal-judn and cowardice, wal-haram and decrepit old age, wal-bukhl and miserliness. وَعَوْذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. And I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the grave, وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَى وَالْمَمَاتِ. And from the trials of living and dying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to seek refuge from these bad traits of character, which are defeatism, laziness, cowardice, and miserliness. Here is a practical glimpse of the day of a Muslim who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follows the sunnah. In the early dawn, we hear the call to salah, inshallah, and make our way to the masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say upon waking, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani fi jasadi. Praise be to Allah who gave me health in my body. Wa radda alayya ruhi, and returned my soul to me. Wa adhina li bi dhikri, and allowed me to be in his remembrance. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to say in the morning, Asbahna ala fitrat al-Islam. We have woken up upon the fitrah, upon the instinct of submission. Wa kalimatul ikhlas, and the word of sincerity. Wa ala deen nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon the way of our Prophet Muhammad. Wa ala millati abina Ibrahim, and upon the tradition of our other father Ibrahim. Hanifan musliman, a monotheist and a Muslim. Wa ma kana min al mushrikeen, and he was not one of the polytheists. During this, O brothers, the veil of silence is torn by the sound of the adhan. We wish it reached all of our houses, inshallah. The oneness of Allah, calling to the oneness of Allah and to success, each of which is a zikr of Allah. The Islamic day starts here, and this is what our day revolves around, this five salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, establish this prayer for my remembrance. And in Surah Al-Ankabut, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, establish this prayer, for prayer will hold you back from obscenity and sin. The fearful Muslim says, when leaving his house, according to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, O Allah, give me light in my heart. Wa fi basari nura, and light in my eyes. Wa fi sam'i nura, and light in my hearing. Wa an yamini nura, wa an yasari nura, and light on my right, and light on my left. Wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura, and light above me and below me, and in front of me and behind me. Wa azzim li nura, and make this light great for me. This is one of the supplications of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the morning. When his feet come closer to the masjid, he calls out with another remembrance. And this is on a paper we have around here. We should all do this if you don't know it already. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, when one of you comes to the masjid, let him give salam upon the Prophet ﷺ and then say, Allahumma iftah li abwaaba rahmatik. And there's different forms of this, but the common one, and easy to remember, Bismillah, wassalat, because everything starts with Bismillah. Wassalat wa salamu ala Rasulillah. And that's the part, give the salam on the Prophet. Allahumma iftah li abwaaba rahmatik. O Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. And upon exiting, the same thing, but you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. O Allah, I ask you from your generosity. On the authority of Hayy ibn Shuray, who said, I met Uqba ibn Muslim, and I said to him, I have heard that you narrated a hadith from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we would enter the masjid, we should say, A'udhu billahi al-azim, I seek refuge in Allah, the Mighty, wa biwajjihi al-kareem, and in his noble countenance, wa sultanihi al-qadeem, and his authority without beginning, min ash-shaytan al-rajim, from the accursed shaytan. Qala aqat, he said, is that all he said? He said, yes. And he told us, فَإِذَا قَالَ ذَلِكَ قَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ حُفِظَ مِنِّي سَائِرَ الْيَوْمِ. And when someone says this, shaytan himself says, he has been protected from us for this entire day. Brother Muslim, when you ponder all of this, you will realize the secret connection between neglecting prayers and following desires. This long Islamic day is mixed with supplication for eating and drinking, traveling and returning, sleeping and waking, tiresome and difficult times, health and sickness. And alhamdulillah, the Muslims have provided us with that little purple book. You can learn them. Learn at least one every week or two or every month. Pick up one additional one. Inshallah, learn to say it in Arabic if you can. We're here to help. And at least learn the meanings of it and the times to say it. I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those who believe, their hearts attain peace by the remembrance of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Is it not so that by the remembrance of Allah, hearts attain peace? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and also act and do deeds of righteousness. طوبى لهم وحسن مآب. Good tidings for them, and paradise is the best of abodes. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Dear brothers, those who are ignorant of their Lord and forget the remembrance of Allah, whether they say La ilaha illallah or they don't, become a destroyed people, act with no guidance, and tumble through this life being driven by desire. They plotted great plots and did not hope for reward from Allah. What fruits have they picked? What have they gained? Look to those who have struggled from the so-called elites of the East and the so-called geniuses of the West. They have extracted everything from the earth. They have learned from the science of space whatever they have learned. But their efforts were directed to nothing but weapons for killing, creating fear and terror in the future. The nations of the earth run behind them, seeking that which will just suffice them in this miserable life. This is the misfortune of being heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the consequence of those forgetting the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if they were the most intelligent people, no matter how civilized and technologically advanced they are, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turns away from my remembrance will have a miserable life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we will resurrect him on the day of Qiyamah blind. What will be the situation if all these tiresome efforts and intensive struggles to achieve more provisions and more stuff in our lives and secure ourselves livelihood were accompanied by adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a pure objective in seeking His pleasure, and was accompanied with loving and desiring good for all peoples of the earth? If this was to be, then that person would achieve the pleasure of this world and the success of the hereafter, as in this most important hadith. مَنْ كَانَتَ الدُّنْيَا هَمُّهُ. Whoever's sole desire is this life. فَرَّقَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرَهُ. Allah will shatter his affairs. وَجَعَلَ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. And he will put poverty right before his eyes. Even if he's wealthy, he will still be afraid of poverty. وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ. And yet he will find nothing from this dunya except what was written for him. وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ النِّيَّةُ. And whoever has this intention directed to the hereafter, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُهُ. Allah will make all his affairs in order. وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِي. And he will make his wealth in his heart. وَأَتَتُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. And the things of this life will come to him in submission. So fear Allah, dear brothers and sisters. يَرْحَمَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاهِ. May Allah have mercy on you and me. And fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his remembrance 24 hours a day. The remembrance that leads you to the action that coincides with it, that leads us as individuals and as an ummah to the greatness that this ummah presents to the world. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'ah. Oh Allah, show us every truth as such and grant us the following of you. Wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. And show us every falsehood as falsehood and grant us staying away from it. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. Oh Allah, give ourselves the taqwa. وزكيها. And purify them. أنت خير من زكاها. You are the best to purify them. وأقيموا الصلاة.